Every time my sisters and my brother show me videos or any of my friends, like, hey, look at a video of my kid. I feel like I'm Dexter and I have to fake the emotion, you know, of what a normal person with feelings would do in that situation. I'm always like, cute, how do you do this? It's just the dumbest. They're like, look, he's walking. I'm like, yeah, well, they all do that. It's not. I can go on YouTube right now and see a video of a 5-year-old hitting a golf ball 215 yards. You're showing me walking? Fuck you. Your child is unimpressive. Look, he said dada. Well, that's not the right way to say that word. So congratulations, you videotaped a mistake. I'm sure he'll be very embarrassed. Just annoying. Like, you ever see this? Who's got kids here? How many people have kids here? A few of you. How old are your kids?
Five
years old. One. And then you stopped it after that?
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. You're not chasing the dragon like a lot of people. Like, maybe the eighth one will be good. Does your kid ever do this where they're playing, they're on the ground playing and having a good time, you know? And then if they fall, they're like, no big deal. They just go back to never playing, you know? But if anybody's watching, they're like, oh, you saw that? Okay, it's gonna get really bad for you right now. But I just want you to know, you did this to yourself. And then they start crying, but they don't really cry because they're not really hurt. So they do their impression of what they remember a cry sounds like, you know, from memory, but they're not good at it. They're not actors. They never took classes. They don't know how to do it. They fall and they just go, It's like, dude, you're doing ghost. You're not doing crying. They're not even upset. They just think they can get upset. So they try to make themselves get upset. They're like feminist bloggers. Nobody feels less joy than a feminist blogger. Like, fuck you, I hate you, you suck. You're like, why are you so upset? It's a nice day out. Shut up, man, don't tell me how to feel. Parents don't even wake up the same way non-parents wake up. I think I'd be okay with it too if parents like gave me an honest account of what parenthood was like. But a lot of parents just like say it's a beautiful blessing every second of every day. It's always a beautiful, beautiful blessing every single second. I'm like, every single second? Then why are the bags under your eyes twitching? They're that low and they're fucking twitching like they're about to pop. My friend has two kids. My friend Avi's got two kids, 4 and 7. Here's how he wakes up in the morning. Here's how parents wake up in the morning, okay? On Sunday, the alarm goes off. He's sleeping peacefully, right? The alarm goes off. As soon as it goes off, he just goes, get up, move, brush your teeth, clothes, food, go, move, now, go, go, go. It's fucking Afghanistan and bombs are dropping every single day. Gotta sleep with your boots on. How do you live like that? Not single people, man. That's not how we wake up at all. You have no kids? Here's how I wake up on a Sunday. First of all, no alarm clock. Just whenever it happens. Whenever the fate shall deem it time. Yeah, we're sleeping peacefully, right? After a while, just kind of like... Remember that, parents? Remember going back to bed? Remember those days? Remember that 2-hour blink? Where you look at your clock like 9:30, okay, that's 11:15, how did that just happen? Am I a time traveler? What just happened there? I don't think I can, 12:45, what is happening right now? Can I take it to 2 o'clock? There it is. Remember sleeping so much that you physically cannot sleep anymore? Where you're laying there, you try. It doesn't sound like you're trying, but you lay there with your eyes closed for like 45 minutes. I'm like, nah, this is not going down. I'm doing everything in my power to make this happen, and it's not happening, so may as well get up. The sun's going down. Should probably get some vitamin D before I commit suicide again. And my friends are like, and this is one thing they get me on, parents get me on. They're like, well, don't you get lonely? Don't you get lonely without children? And I'm like, oh, yeah. a deep, deep loneliness that you could never even ever experience. It's a fucking vast emptiness that goes on for millennium. It's super lonely. Yeah. But then I call my friends and I'm way less lonely. That helps. No, but there's something to be said for having cute things around you. You get it, right? You have this, it fills a void that your friends can't fill. I have nieces and nephews. When they're around, it fills that void, you know? It's great to play with them and teach them stuff. But I don't live in the same city as them. So when I'm not in their city, what do? I go to parks and play with randoms, but... Parents frown on that. Parents are always like, get away from my child. And I'm like, I'm not a child molester. But if you even bring up child molestation, that's all they can think about. So what do? How do you fill that void? How do single people fill that void? Dogs. That's how we do it. You see any single person over 30 around a dog, they get weird. I love dogs. I'll lick a dog in his mouth, you guys. I don't give a fuck. I'll give him that tongue. If he's a good boy, he wants that tongue. If he's a good boy, he's getting that tongue. I'll get in there. I'm like, you good boy. No, no, no. No, no. You good boy. No, no, no. No, no. Yeah, owners look at me weird. They're like, aren't you afraid of getting a disease? And I'm like, yeah, depression. Please, let me have this.
Watch Ari Shaffir, Double Negative, only on Netflix.